I am Leonard Witbien with the day's top stories. The Anti-Corruption Commission investigator, Oberti Inambao, testified in the 480 million Namcor corruption trial, denying prior knowledge of the former managing director of Namcor, Emmanuel Mulunga, before his arrest. News on One's Envalde Mateus reports Inambao dismissed witch hunt allegations and revealed Mulunga was allegedly to receive a $3.2 million vehicle from fugitive Victor Malima, disguised under Mulunga's cousin's name.
Former Namcor managing director Emmanuel Mulunga is seeking release on warning, with his defense lawyer claiming that the charges are baseless and politically motivated. His lawyer argued that there is no proof that Mulunga owns the $3.2 million Namibian dollar luxury vehicle, which was bought on his purchase and registered under Mulunga's cousin's name to hide ownership by fugitive Victor Malima.
Social justice activist Sean Garisep has accused who he refers to as the China SNT CEO, Moses Matai, of misleading Windhoek Council members by denying the receipt of a petition submitted in July. Garisep says key issues, including a ministerial directive, were left off the agenda at a recent council meeting. He also criticized what he described as an increasing trend of technocrats making decisions without seeking councillors' input.
It became very evident that this is how things are done. The technocrats undermined the council in that they make decisions without consulting, informing, or even having regard for the councillors. The councillors themselves raised this and said that they do not appreciate that trend. This has been the story of this council for the past 5 years, where the technocrats impose things on them without properly explaining to them. That's why they are unaware of things that we petition, proposals that we give. That's why they are unaware of what the people are crying for.
Still on the city, Landless People's Movement councillor for Windhoek Shade Governors has raised serious concerns about chairperson Desia Fela Laranja's behaviour, accusing her of unethical and divisive actions that compromise the professionalism and effectiveness of the City of Windhoek Council. Governors claims Laranja spreads misinformation, targets opposition councillors with hostility alongside emotional manipulation.
I therefore request the following interventions. Number one, that the Ministry and the CEO initiate an investigation into this councillor's conduct, especially where it interferes with council functionality and unity. Number two, that mediation or facilitated dialogue be introduced to restore professional decorum and team cohesion. That the councillor in question be cautioned and held accountable under the relevant disciplinary provisions of the Code of Conduct if found to be in violation. And that a broader discussion be held on mental and emotional safety of councillors in toxic environments and how these environments compromise.
In South Africa, the High Court in Pretoria has ruled that late former Zambian President Edgar Lungu's mortal remains must be repatriated for a state funeral. This ends a legal standoff between the Zambian government and his family, who wanted to bury him in Johannesburg. Lungu died 2 months ago while receiving treatment in South Africa. Deputy Judge President Audrey Ledwaba upheld Zambia's right to honor Lungu, stating public interest outweighs personal wishes. Internationally, the global auto industry is facing mounting pressure as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs take a toll, with Toyota reporting over $3 billion wiped out from its fiscal quarter one operating income, bringing the cumulative hit to about $11.7 billion amongst major automakers by the end of June. Yahoo Finance reports show that Toyota bore the largest losses, followed by Volkswagen, GM, Ford, Honda and others, while Chinese automakers were excluded due to their absence in the U.S. market. Analysts warn the prolonged tariffs could further strain production costs as well as consumer prices. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.